D. Stevens Management and Consulting, A Beginner's Guide to Real Estate Investing. When you think about real estate investing, the first thing that probably comes to mind is your home. Of course, real estate investors have lots of other options when it comes to choosing investments, and they're not all physical properties. Real estate has become a popular investment vehicle over the last 50 years or so. Here's a look at some of the leading options for individual investors, along with the reasons to invest. Rental properties. If you invest in rental properties, you become a landlord, so you need to consider if you'll be comfortable in that role. As the landlord, you'll be responsible for things like paying the mortgage, property taxes, and insurance, maintaining the property, finding tenants, and dealing with any problems. Flipping houses. Like the day traders who are leagues away from buy and hold investors, real estate flippers are an entirely different breed from buy and rent landlords. Flippers buy properties with the intention of holding them for a short period, often no more than 3 to 4 months, and quickly selling them for a profit. There are two primary approaches to flipping a property. 1. Repair and update. With this approach, you buy a property that you think will increase in value with certain repairs and updates. Ideally, you complete the work as quickly as possible and then sell at a price that exceeds your total investment, including the renovations. 2. Hold and resell. This type of flipping works differently. Instead of buying a property and fixing it up, you buy in a rapidly rising market, hold for a few months, and then sell at a profit. REITs. A real estate investment trust, REIT, is created when a corporation, or trust, is formed to use investors' money to purchase, operate, and sell income-producing properties. REITs are bought and sold on major exchanges, just like stocks and exchange-traded funds, ETFs. To qualify as a REIT, the entity must pay out 90% of its taxable profits in the form of dividends to shareholders. By doing this, REITs avoid paying corporate income tax, whereas a regular company would be taxed on its profits, thus eating into the returns it could distribute to its shareholders. Real estate investment groups. Real estate investment groups, REIGs, are sort of like small mutual funds for rental properties. If you want to own a rental property but don't want the hassle of being a landlord, a real estate investment group may be the solution for you. A company will buy or build a set of buildings, often apartments, then allow investors to buy them through the company, thus joining the group. A single investor can own one or multiple units of self-contained living space. But the company that operates the investment group manages all the units and takes care of maintenance, advertising, and finding tenants. In exchange for this management, the company takes a percentage of the monthly rent. Real estate limited partnerships. A real estate limited partnership, RELP, is similar to a real estate investment group. It is an entity formed to buy and hold a portfolio of properties, or sometimes just one property. However, RELPs exist for a finite number of years. Real estate mutual funds. Real estate mutual funds invest primarily in REITs and real estate operating companies. They provide the ability to gain diversified exposure to real estate with a relatively small amount of capital. Depending on their strategy and diversification goals, they provide investors with much broader asset selection than can be achieved through buying individual REITs. Why invest in real estate? Real estate can enhance the risk and return profile of an investor's portfolio, offering competitive risk-adjusted returns. In general, the real estate market is one of low volatility, especially compared to equities and bonds. Real estate is also attractive when compared with more traditional sources of income return. This asset class typically trades at a yield premium to U.S. Treasuries and is especially attractive in an environment where Treasury rates are low.